Yowza! Good morning to you. Tuesday morning here. Tony Curry checking in on Facebook Live as we do every single morning. Dr. Josh Klepo will join me on Thursday. We were out by the fire pit last Thursday. Maybe do that again. That was nice, wasn't it? We'll also be on Fox 6 around 9:30. We talked on Fox 6 this past week about the Queen's funeral. It seems like it's been going on like 2 or 3 weeks. There was a video that came out yesterday of Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, singing Bohemian Rhapsody in a bar several hours before the Queen was laid to rest. And he's getting absolutely hammered for it. And first of all, you know, I'm going to tell people to chill out. Just relax. We don't know what the situation is. All we did was see him singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Of course, the words and part of the song that he was singing weren't really comparable to what was going on in the world. I know everyone's freaking out about the Queen's. She's 96 years old. It's a hell of a life. If there's an example of celebrating someone's life, that is of a 96 year old. I mean, if someone's dying at the age of 27, 28, just horrible. I mean, terrible. I mean, I can see where there's going to be a lot of sadness, but this woman lived an incredibly beautiful, long life. Not to say it's not sad. Don't get me wrong. And it's the only queen we've known, so that kind of puts a different perspective. But funerals suck. Funerals are hard, man. We talked about this last week again on Fox 6. You're throwing in a contingency and this melting pot of all these different people that perhaps you haven't seen in a long period of time when you talk about a family funeral. And all of a sudden, everyone's supposed to be getting along, and we're all supposed to be on the same page. You're supposed to be respectful and crying and all these things. And I'm just here to tell you, first of all, what happens before and after the funeral usually has nothing to do with the actual funeral itself. I mean, I've seen people drinking beer out of the back seats of cars, bowling 3 hours before funeral. I went to my ex-stepmother-in-law's funeral, and the guy who put it on went and played golf the morning of the funeral. That's okay. I mean, we all have different ways that we grieve. And just because you want to grieve a little differently than someone else, that's fine. If Justin Trudeau wants to sing Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm assuming, based on what I know about the guy, he's not a friend of mine or anything, that it was there was nothing disrespectful meant at all. And of course, he's getting slammed, even by his own Canadians. He's getting slammed. I don't get it. Remember Chuckles the Clown, the Mary Tyler Moore show? I watched the clip I posted this morning on Tony Curry Radio on Twitter. Buddy Little, good morning to you. Dale Cheney, good to hear from you, my man. I will see you soon. Chuckles the Clown is just a spitting image or spitting example of what we do at funerals, man. Sometimes we just react differently. When my father passed away about 6 or 7 years ago, I was asked to speak at my dad's funeral, and I've done a lot of speaking engagements, and so I really wanted to. And I was like, you know, I really want to remember this man's life because he was a hero of mine. He had cancer. He beat it, and then, of course, he continued to smoke, and then he ended up dying of cancer about 3 or 4 years after his initial diagnosis. And he was the most important man in my life. He was the best man at my wedding, became my best friend. And I was good before. I was meeting with my brothers and my sisters. We went out and had dinner the night before. We were laughing. We were remembering things. It was all great. And then the morning of the funeral, I get to the funeral, and I just absolutely fell apart. I mean, I absolutely lost it. I could not hold myself together. I couldn't believe it. I was fine. I'd written this beautiful speech, and it was all ready to go, and it was my turn to get up there and speak, and I was out of it. I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. And talk about a man who wanted his life to be celebrated. It was my dad. I just fell apart, and so I couldn't do it. And to this day, I regret the fact that I couldn't hold it together long enough to get up there. But that's what funerals are, man. You don't know what's going to come out of you, dude. Al Cooper, good morning to you. Ted Fanakis as well. So things happen. I lost my best friend to suicide when I was a senior in high school. And I was kind of going back through some of my most notorious funerals in my life. And And this is a guy, his name was Todd Osner, went to Lakota High School. And this was a guy that got all the girls, was super personable. I wanted to be him so bad. I was so insecure. I'm still insecure. But I was still so insecure. I wasn't getting any girls. I was in the Catholic Youth Organization. It was kind of a group where we got together on weekends. You know, people were out drinking and having a good time. And I was kind of into the church thing. I almost became a priest. Anyway, I wanted to be Todd Osner, man. I just loved him. I thought he was everything I wanted to be. Super personable. Everyone liked him. The girls thought he was great. He was really, really funny. And then the guy ends up killing himself senior year in high school, and I remember going to his funeral, and I'm thinking to myself, I had no reaction at all. I had no reaction at all. And people are kind of looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you crying? And it's like, and they knew I was his best friend. But I just did, I don't know why. Maybe I was still in a state of shock. Maybe I was angry with him. Maybe I was frustrated with him. Maybe the guy that I wanted to be in my life was dead, and now I didn't know how to react to that. I don't know what the situation was. And I've never cried over his suicide. And he was my best friend. My dad, different. Chuckles the Clown, definitely. Watch the clip. It's funny. So whatever Justin Trudeau wants to do, whatever. I respect that. It's fine. And if you've been to a funeral lately, you realize there's a lot of nervous laughter. There's a lot of we're joking in the crowd while the casket's sitting up there. It's a defense mechanism. It's how we handle things. We do whatever it takes to get through really strange, uncomfortable situations. Could be a near-death thing. Could be a death thing. We all have different ways of getting through it. So, Justin, you're good, man. Don't worry about it. Speaking of deaths, on this date, 12 years ago, in a nursing home down in Florida, Leonard Skinner died. Leonard Skinner, the guy who the band named, got their name from, he was a school teacher down in Florida, passed away. And I think it's an amazing story because, a lot of people never knew why Leonard Skinner named themselves Leonard Skinner, and it was basically after Leonard Skinner. And the dude was in a nursing home, and I'm thinking to myself, how cool would it have been to say you were the dude that got the band Leonard Skinner to name their band after you? That's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, talk about picking up some ladies in the nursing home. Just saying. You always got that story to get back on. He was 77 years of age. Also, want to mention our good friends from Coosa Valley Auto Sale. And Alice is checking on a few minutes ago. And he misses his dad, too. We all do. You know, it's really strange about losing dads. Because when you look at a man's life, and it's a man's life. Not to say daughters don't lose anything when they lose their fathers. But, man, you look at a lot of men in your life, man, when their dad passes away, regardless of whether they had a great relationship with him or not, things change, man. Things get really, really bizarre. It's just hard to describe. My life just is like everything that was normal in my life is gone now. Everything that I counted on, everything that was part of my routine is gone since my dad passed away. And I don't know if that has any reference point to that or not, but it's really, really strange. Anyway, Al is up there at Coosa Valley Auto Sale. He doesn't open up for another couple hours, but he's getting ready to sell you some used cars. They're one of our great new sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. I've been talking about them every morning. And of course, I should be talking about all of our clients, but they run commercials throughout the day, and I greatly appreciate everyone we have on TKR and Tony Curry Radio. But he does a wonderful job. CusaValleyAutoSale.com, CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Go to their website. The phone number's on there. They get these little Easter eggs in their parking lot. He's sending me videos all day, every day of all these new vehicles they got coming on the lot. They're great. And it's the only place I know of where if you buy a car from them and you drive it off the lot and you have any issues, bring it back. They'll fix it for free. You have to pay for the parts, but the labor is free. And the labor is usually the most expensive part of everything. So that's how much they stand behind every vehicle they do. They do a customer co-op. You know exactly what they paid for it. They'll tell you exactly what you're going to pay for it. Boom, you're out the door. And most of the vehicles are on the lot for less than a day or two. So check out CusaValleyAutoSale.com. We have a very special show coming up at Work Play for Halloween. My good friend David Merlin. He is a paranormal illusionist coming up in October. Check out their site, workplay.com. He is fantastic. It's going to be a Halloween party unlike anything you've ever seen. And yesterday, we started a new show called Students of the Game. It's three college guys. Alex Bowman is the guy who actually put the show on, and he's a friend of mine. I met him through the Jay Barker Radio Network. And I told him, man, you want to do a show on TKR and knock yourself out? He's like, dude, I really appreciate the opportunity. So it's called Students of the Game, and it's going to make its debut this morning here in about an hour and 8 minutes at 9 o'clock. It'll run every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And also, of course, wherever you get your Tony Curry Radio Podcast, just pull up Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's Curry with a K. I did it this morning. You'll see the audio boom there. Audio boom pretty much pushes out everything to every industry out there, and you'll find our beautiful podcast, killer shows, mission Mission Monday we did yesterday. We did Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital yesterday, which was fantastic. We did Kip Kiefer, Need to Know, fantastic show. It was all about Joe Biden's interview on 60 Minutes. Great shows, Tony Curry Radio podcast, and of course you can hear those on the TKR app on Tony Curry Radio every Monday through Friday at the same time. Sam Rushing, good morning, Tia, Trina Nadler. How are you, baby doll? Hope yourself have a great day. Again, don't forget, tomorrow is Wednesday. It means Livewire Wednesday, our most listened to show, 8 o'clock every Wednesday night. Dr. Josh Klapo back on Thursday, Fox 6 on Thursday, and more. Have yourself a fantastic week, and stay cool.